Hola, soy Vivian.
Soy Belle.
Y esto es
Higher Thoughts.
Just kidding. I am a Dos Abos kid, so I cannot speak Spanish.
Bitch, you are a Dos Abo.
I just said that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Dos Abos kid.
I thought you said we're
Dos Abos.
I was like, ah.
Did I say we're?
You know, I'm not so sure now, but.
Honestly, I'm not.
Vivian's the Dos Abo.
I'm a Dos Abo. I mean, I know a little bit of Spanish, very little, but not
very
enough.
Very chiquito. I'm just kidding.
Not enough to hold a conversation, which is very sad. But,
low key sing.
But you can actually speak, you can have a conversation, not a full blown one.
Like a short one.
But. Enough to keep on going.
You know, I can ask my coworkers. I try to talk to my coworkers in Spanish, even though they speak English. But I'd be like, "Hey, ¿tienes pastillas para dolor? Like, headache? Estómago?
Estómago?
Like, you know, I kind of try, but what kills me is the numbers. I can't. I'm like, they speak, especially with my lisp, bitch.
Oh yeah, you have a lisp. You have a hard lisp. It's the D's and R's for me.
I don't give a fuck about numbers. I'll just tell them 23, 44.
But they're okay. So we did forget to thank our special guest
because
we were so fucking high. Well, I was shit. I don't know about both of them.
I was pretty high,
but we just want to thank Jasmine for coming on to our show, like our first special guest.
Thanks for being our first one. We had a good time.
It was good.
Good laughs.
I was editing it, like, yes, last night. I was laughing the whole time, and the part where we got to the, I was like, hold on, why did I kept
getting chills at the same part. I said I was getting chills.
I was like,
I'm okay, let's stop talking about it. It's gonna get me turned, not turned, but
you know what I mean. But before we went to our hiatus, or got to our hiatus, went on our hiatus, whatever. I know we asked you beautiful people to give us a talk about on
a topic to
talk about for our next episode. But that's when we went on our hiatus because, you know, it wasn't catching, like, our recording or, you know, my brother and my sister, it wasn't catching their voices. So we just said, fuck it. We went on this hiatus. We got a new mic. Hey. And hopefully it does sound a little bit better for you guys. But the topic was requested mm-hmm. topic was women's rights.
Ooh.
And I was like, okay, for sure, because I've been really looking into women's rights, like seeing how, you know, for a person who had a miscarriage and the baby didn't reject, like it didn't come out of my body or whatever, so it stayed. What if that, because of that little small piece of baby or, you know,
tissue in there,
like, it would have killed me, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
without that DNC. So obviously I'm so fucking for it. And it's not necessarily women's rights in a way, yes, because it is our body, but at the same time, we still kind of have our rights. So it's more as like abortion in a way, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
Because I did look
the
into
right
it.
To abortion.
Yeah, rights.
A woman's rights.
Oh, but it's not, our other rights are not completely taken away, is what I meant. So the abortion bans, the whole like, we're, you know, you guys are women, y'all belong in the kitchen, and it's like, hold the fuck up. You know, I may joke around and like say, you know, I don't want to be like a.
You may be joking around, bitch, but I would learn to fucking cook if I could just stay home.
Because you don't know how to cook, but that's not the point.
But I will learn to cook if some food just came up and be like, I'll pay for everything. Everything. You just gotta cook for me and clean that. Bitch, I'm Cinderella, ho. No, I'm being dead ass. Like, I want a kids, but at least, like,
she
not anytime soon. But
she says
you know
Cinderella.
What I mean? Like,
but, like, no.
But don't
like,
be misogynistic.
This bitch, best of both worlds, Belle. Sometimes you can't have them. No, but it's like, you know, you take my right away of getting to abort, then I'm just going to abort you because I'm going to spend more time for aborting a baby than I am aborting somebody else, then I'll abort that person. I've been listening to too many episodes of Morbid, and these people are not getting the fucking right senses. And I'm like, okay, that's like fucked up. You just done killed a little girl, and you put her in your tub, and then you're gonna go look for her, and you're only getting what, 2 years, bitch? You got me fucked up. Yes, girl, I was livid. But you know, and I was just like, this is not right. Back to what I was saying, you know, abortion bans and whatnot. And it's necessarily not for us to not have, not have kids, basically. It's to make more whites. That's okay. Literally what it is. Because at first they were going to make every woman surrogate. But at the time, or I guess still to this day, why am I talking like it was history? Anyways, you know, there's too many women that are minorities, different nationalities, different mm-hmm. races. That's just creating more colors. So they're like, nah, son, we can't have that because we're trying to make more whites, not fucking minorities or such the case. So then
because the highest abortion ethnicity is white people. That's still fucked up.
So then they were like, well, if we just completely stop having sex. Just no more sex. We ban sex. Like, whoever is having sex, like, you will fucking die.
Oh, hell.
But they're like, that's just too many to be watching over. Like, that's violation of privacy. They, like, you can't just fucking come in.
The Supreme Court, they, like,
the oh, yeah, sorry. Who was the one, like, I forgot their name, and I was supposed to write it down, bitch, but I totally fucking forgot. It was a research on, I'll link it to the show notes. Or to the description, sorry. It was some court, Supreme Court maybe, but they were saying, like, you know, let's just stop the sex. But people were like, no, we can't have that because that's impossible to actually keep count of and, mm-hmm. you know, see who's having sex.
Yeah.
That's just doing the most, more money we got to spend. And then that's when they did, to the abortion ban.
Okay.
That's when they did it. Like, well, then fuck it. If we can't stop them from having sex and if we can't have surrogates, then let's just not have babies to create more whites. But what they don't realize is that there's more minorities than there are whites. It may not seem like it, but if you really think about it, how many kids are mixed, white and what?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're so white, true. But how many kids are mixed with white and, you know, whatever?
White and say, someone else. Say, you only know, because what? The fucking military say, went out exactly, to other countries?
Say like fucking Mexican, like a Mexican white person. White Mexican, white Caucasian, whatever the fuck you want to call it. You know, say they meet another Mexican. They're Mexican white because it's more
Mexican than white.
Exactly. So what's going to happen? I mean, I'm not
the
trying
European
to.
European Americans I'm not are trying to die out.
Yeah,
know?
I'm not trying to have the cops arrest me or anything or, you know, the government is listening, but if that's true, like, why are you gonna fucking do that? That makes no damn sense. And not only that, but like, what if your ten year old girl who got pregnant and had to go to another state to have an abortion?
Yeah,
and it's like for real, you're not thinking about your wife, your daughter. And did you know down south they're actually doing pregnancy tests on every woman that leaves the state?
Oh yeah, like Arkansas or something.
There you go.
Yeah.
Arkansas, Kansas, one of them two fucking bitches.
Yeah. I've seen that a representative in Georgia, he set a bill or something saying that they're gonna ban Viagra.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the enlargement enhancement.
Penis enlargement. I know, that's so, you know, funny to,
like,
me.
If it's God's will to have the baby, then it's God's will to have.
I mean, God giveth, God taketh, God taketh away, right? So, I mean, I'm not.
God taketh away. God, I mean, if you believe it.
Yeah, but, you know. No, but, like, for real, that, to me, that's just, I don't know, dude.
I don't know. I just think that women should be able to do whatever the fuck they want with their bodies. Like, as long as we're not hurting anybody, it doesn't matter. I mean, like, people, I know Karens and Kevins are going to say, like, well, you're killing a baby. Like, this is just a bunch of tissues
that are forming.
Yeah, like,
forming into a fetus.
It doesn't even have a conscious thought to say, I want to be here.
But, like, that's...
And then, like, oh what God, do people me. Have babies for anyway that is not a selfish, like, a non-selfish reason for having kids? Well, wanting someone and their DNA mixed up into one little baby, like, that is a selfish reason to have a kid. Because then this kid has to grow up and live life and fucking pay taxes and shit, like...
But it's like, you know, I don't know. That's, yeah, mean? Damn. Like,
you know, people... Women these days don't want to be having kids. Especially with men who don't, like...
Men nowadays.
The men, the alpha male day, like, these guys. Fucking
Andrew Tate.
Andrew Taint. Andy Taint. Yeah, that food, like... They're spewing now, like, all this misogynistic and fucking sexist and abusive, you know, content, you know. Right. Especially with Taint, like, he's physically abusive. That's not alpha male shit. They're not even doing alpha male shit. That's fucking, like, bitch boy shit.
Yeah, like, basically.
Real men, like, fucking provide. They
Well, exactly. What if...
They fucking go what to
if,
therapy.
What if the, like, what if the girl finds a good man and, like, he tells, like, he tells her, I want you to have my baby. Like, I love you this much that I am willing to give my seed to you so we can create this beautiful little perfect human being. And
that's still selfish. Vivian, don't you think you, okay, you say you don't want to be here, right? Like, on this earth.
Right.
Okay, like, it's jokes. The same thing. Jokes. Like, they're jokes, okay? Like,
oh, no, I know what you mean now.
If I wasn't, like, 23 years ago, if my parents didn't lay in bed, I wouldn't be here fucking paying taxes, that kind of deal. Like, oh,
okay, yeah, yeah.
Your kid can end up be like us, too. Like, uh-uh. Well, I don't want to subject my child, my future child, to the shit and the shitty ass.
So what's world a non, what's a non reason that you would want
there
to have a
kid? No self non selfish reason for having a kid, because it's the only decision where your opinion doesn't matter.
Okay,
does that make sense? Yeah. Like, it's up to the baby to be here to make it's already too late for the baby to be here because it'll be already.
Well,
here.
Let me, like, just talk to the ball sack while she's like,
massage,
hey,
just massage the balls. You're fucking, like, gross, dude.
Like, hey, give me a sign.
I hate you.
Give me a the sign.
You. Ew. He goes, stop.
Stop. I'm done. Anyways, that was not the point of this fucking episode.
I'm fucking dead.
Anyways, but yeah, no, you're right though. That is kind of like selfish, but I don't know.
I don't know how that rolls in with abortion rights, but it does.
honestly, I don't know how that got in there, but I don't know. Just basically, like, if you don't have a fucking uterus, stay the fuck. You have nothing to say. Yes. Like, pads are already expensive as it is, and you want me to buy diapers?
Okay, condoms are free.
Right.
But pads, you have to pay for.
Because of our monthly shit.
We don't, like, ask for periods, bro.
I don't know.
Y'all ask to come.
If you can just text me, like, hey, I'm here. Like, okay, for sure.
I'm fucking dead. Your, like, periods? Thanks.
Yeah.
You're stupid.
Just, like, just shoot a little text, you know, like, hey, what's up, girl?
You're talk not pregnant.
To me. Talk to me for, like, a whole 7 hours instead of 7 days.
You're stupid.
Like, you know what, bitch? You're kind of getting annoying, but I'll just take the 7 hours.
Just FaceTime with this bitch?
Oh, hell no. It would be the monster from,
oh, what is it? From, fuck, what is it called?
Big Mouth.
Big Mouth.
Bubble Bam.
Bubble Bam. Oh,
she, her voice.
I fucking love that
I'm
bitch.
I'm like, girl, yeah.
The hormone monstrous.
Oh, that's what it, oh, I can even say monster.
Monstrous.
Monstrous. Excuse me.
Because she's a dominatrix. I think that's actually, what she said. I'm not sure.
I've only seen one season. And then after that, I think, like, part of season two, I was like, you know what, I'm kind of done with it.
You know
this
what, low key, it kind of got boring, but I pushed through and it was, like, kind of funny again. I just thought it was weird, like, seeing an animation of like, kids,
yeah,
being sexual.
Or, like, yeah, I thought that was weird. I was like,
I thought it was weird.
I felt uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Even though it's a show, I was like, I'm turning this off.
I mean, it's purely voiced by adults, but it's weird that, I don't know, it's just fucking weird.
Well, that was totally off topic. Yeah. that's what I have to say about the topic. I don't know if you have anything written down or what your thoughts are, or
I mean,
what
besides what I just said, that's how I feel. Like, I don't know. Just keep your hands off our body. If we say no, no is no. And
I will slit your throat. No, I'm just kidding. Pro
choice. Like, if it's your fetus that I'm aborting, what is your problem? Like,
period.
If you're worried about the kids, worry about the kids in the foster system. Worry about the kids that are fucking in the fucking camps by the border. Like, so many kids. What, 5,000 kids have been missing in the border, and like 400,000 kids have been missing in the foster system. Like, if you worry about kids, worry about those kids, not the one that I'm aborting. Like, the one sent straight to Jesus. Like, don't worry about that one. He's good. He's fine.
I seen a TikTok that said,
your Lord and Savior, bro.
No, I seen a TikTok that said, like, the only reason why they don't want us to abort a fetus is because one day once the baby is born, or when they find out the sex of the fetus, it's a man. So that's why they don't want us to abort it. I was like, you know what? That's like kind of a good conspiracy theory, but we're not going to get into that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, not really conspiracy theory, but like, you know, a little theory. But speaking of TikTok, bitch, this cat that wore hats where this black guy would get the box and he would be like, hey,
I totally forgot his name. Pop-up,
and he'll put, Pudge.
Pudge, that was his name.
Pudge.
Rest in peace, Lil Pudge.
Yes, baby.
We love watching your videos.
I still go back and watch your videos.
You're handsome, daddy, by the way. Very handsome.
The cat is handsome.
Do you have his TikTok?
At Pudge.
That's his TikTok.
Yeah, that's his TikTok. Dude, I seen it and he was like, he was talking about like where his cat went, and I'm like, what? Just not too long ago, your cat, you got a fucking litter box or machine for your cat, and what, bitch? I cried my heart out because I was like, I fucking follow this cat since like the beginning, kind of.
Oh, I know, that cat was so cute. Rest in peace, little one.
Yeah, no, but rest in peace, baby. He was cute as hell. His little stupid face too. Well, I mean,
not stupid like in a mean way, but like stupid in a
not
cat
funny,
cute
ha-ha.
Way.
But not. I'm sorry. I did not mean that. Just your cute blank face that you have.
It's rest in peace, little dude.
Right. Okay. So now we can get into our topics that we usually talk about. And like I said the last episode, the only stone etiquette I was able to like come to think of or like to was fish lips, and I do not have one this episode.
I have a stoner etiquette. I actually found it on TikTok by this user. His TikTok is at Camp Canna, and it's called a penalty pull. So if I'm passing the blunt to you and you don't notice that I'm passing it, then I'm going to take another hit. I'm going to keep hitting until you notice, and then I'll pass the blunt. Because you're not noticing. Pay attention in rotation. I don't know if that's what it's called, but that's what this user said. And I was like, you know what? That's so true. Especially when the bitches that are talking, I'm like, let me sneak a couple more hits before I pass it to this
bitch. Mean, I've been doing that, but I didn't know that's what it was called. A
penalty pool? Yeah, that's what that's that a really TikTok good, user said.
Okay.
I mean,
Hey, stoner etiquette, you know? if people are fucking not paying attention to what they're smoking, sneak in a fucking hit. Right. Till they notice. I did.
I always do. What the fuck? I just didn't know that's what it was called.
Well, like I said, I don't have a stoner etiquette, so I'm sorry. I'll try and think of more. No. But. Grinds my gears. And it was today because it's people
grind your gears.
People. Like I
feel that.
Before COVID it was like, okay, whatever. I don't mind. But now I'm like fucking eyes blazing and shit, nose flaring.
Like, what, a year and a half with no fucking contact like that?
Yeah. People are rude and ugly. Yeah,
people annoy me. No, because
like, please don't. No, please. Yeah.
Please don't just stay home.
I'm just kidding. Like, there needs to be a week of people who have been outside during COVID need to go back in so the fucking, introverts?
Yeah.
It can come out and do as they please and be away from people and go to restaurants and eat bar from them because that's what I want.
You're stupid.
Like, you sit at the end of the restaurant and I'll sit this way.
You know what grinds my gears? Trying to roll a blunt or a joint with nails on.
Oof.
God, I know. Oh. I try to. I have nails on right now. I'm just kidding, bitch. Lucky. No, but rolling with fucking nails is like,
yeah, that shit sucks.
I love smoking blunts, and I really don't like smoking out of the bong. So I try to roll a blunt, but mm-hmm. this shit fucking sucks, and I always have to perform surgery. But I will do anything to try to smoke a blunt, even if it's trying to roll with my nails.
I did it once, and I probably rolled it like 5 times, and the 6th time I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna fuck.
Bite that shit off.
Just the 2 important ones.
I fucking hate you.
I mean, that's all I needed.
Low-key.
Was it the thumb and the fucking
index?
Index. That's what I was. Okay, yeah. Index. Just.
You're dumb. I hate you.
It was kind of expensive, but I had them already for like too long, so like.
Oh my god.
Mm. Oh, you know what else grinds my fucking gears too? These men.
Oh. Period.
Oh, just men in general.
Oh.
Like, the whole dick pics and, like, trying to hit at you and, oh, Lord.
The unsolicited dick pics.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, yeah, them trying to fucking, like, gaslight you and shit. Hey, baby, come here. And, well, fuck you fucking ugly bitch. Like,
oh, my God, that catcalling shit.
Yeah, like bro, what bro, is your
Bro, you were just
problem?
Saying that you can handle my fat ass. Now I'm...
Now
I'm
a big bitch?
Now I'm a fucking fat ass bitch with no fucking, like, what? What? They you're just no hitting on me. Sense. Just like, because I said no, you're going to take it back?
Like,
fucking bitch.
Just man the fuck
that's
up.
That's bitch made. Bitch said, oh. That's bitch made.
Right? Bitch made. You're stupid.
Your mama raised a bitch and your daddy let her. That's all I got to say.
Yes, stupid. Where'd you get that from? You told Freddie that.
I got it from a TikTok. I don't remember the
I
user.
Yo, it's honestly, I missed recording like every day, just not every day, but like, you know, the days that we do record and edit and everything. I had something to look forward to. So just coming back and having to record again, like, I'm like, yes.
Yes, I know. It's so fun when we do this. We're always so nervous, but in the middle of recording, we're like, nah, we feel good.
Well, yeah, because we're fucking high as shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, God.
But on to another topic. I have a thought of the day.
Mm.
What, like, white person music?
What
makes you feel like out of this world?
Like, because it takes like the
like,
song is out of this
to,
world.
Like
or
when you
like...
listen to it, you're like, oh, okay, and you like start dancing. Like I don't know, like white girls move, like. Your hands in the air and just shaking your body. I don't know.
Oh,
or what is a dance move where they're just shaking their head back and forth, like, all whimsically. But I don't know. For me, let me give you an example. For me, it's a Kylie Mongu or whatever her name
okay.
is. Can't get you out of my head.
Bitch, why was I going to say that? I was like, na, na, na.
Na, 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 na,
we can't do that. Anyways.
Yes, that song has,
oh, girl,
like, if
yes.
we listen to it on blast and I'm a little
yeah.
drunk or something, that will make me feel like white
and,
girl. White girl
DJ Ellis, Better Off Alone.
Better Off Alone. Oh, yeah,
yeah
that's like
that's
a really
a good,
old song.
Yeah, girl, that's my song. I'm like, yes. Especially
oh
getting ready, getting ready for raves.
Ooh, yes.
Girl. And speaking of raves, I cannot wait to go
oh
to EDC,
God.
Dude. Like, I get goosebumps every time I see the fucking the EDC chat pop up. I'm like, bro, can we just fucking go tomorrow?
We are going in May, and it's about to be September, so that's like what I'm making.
I think it was
like
9 months.
7 months. Oh,
yeah,
I was close.
So. 9 months. And
9 months to go to where partying up in EDC.
Oh my god, I'm so excited! I've been wanting to go for so fucking long.
I went. It was so much fucking fun.
I know,
dude.
You did, bitch. I'm
it
so
was
jealous.
So much fucking fun. Oh, but god. You know what? I'm mad I didn't get to see Seven Lions, and I know that's
I
what
am
you
so
wanted.
I'm so fucking glad because I was telling this bitch, I was like, you get to fucking see Seven Lions. I'm so jealous of you. Like, this ain't right. And then when she got home, she was saying that that it was, like, really windy and the – what was shaking? Like,
yeah,
the speakers?
The fucking tent thing, like, the opening entrance thing – the flag fell down and it was windy and it was just like hitting people. So they had to like close down this guy's set. It was in the middle of someone's set.
He did it for me, you know.
And it closed down.
Just kidding.
For like 45 minutes, you're dumb.
If I don't see him, no one does. Just kidding.
But then, you know, he eventually went on, but we got an Uber to EDC. And trying to get an Uber back to the Airbnb we were at, it was, we left like at 1. That's when Seven Lions came on. That's why we didn't get to see him, because they delayed it, and then he went on. Like, it sucked.
Oh, so he, eventually he played.
Yeah. And then I think that was when Snoop Dogg, oh no, wait, that was the next day. But yeah, the fucking Uber Lyft situation took us like 2.5 hours just to get to the Airbnb.
I'm so glad we're camping. Like, I'm so glad we're freaking camping. Wait.
It's gonna be party all motherfucking day.
So if you guys don't hear from us for like a week or two, then in May, if you guys don't hear from us, 1 week we are partying, and the second week we are recovering.
Right.
So
yeah, we're gonna take a little hiatus. Then too.
Right. Temporary.
Yes.
Just a 2 week.
Because we're drunk and hungover.
Oh girl, I know I'm gonna be headbanging and like breaking my neck. I'm gonna wake up like, hey guys.
Just stiff neck. Oh my Jinx, god, I'm so excited. You owe me a soda. I don't owe you shit, bitch.
You see how she treats me.
Shut up.
No. Okay, so my thought of the day is bombing for peace is like having sex for virginity.
What?
Is bombing for peace is like having sex for virginity.
Technically, yeah. Because obviously you're bombing this place for peace because this person was a threat. I mean, this place was a threat. So you got to bomb them before you get bombed. And if you get bombed, then there's going to be no more peace. So you got to disengage the enemy, right? Okay, that's for that. For having sex for virginity is like... Oh, wait. Hold on.
Bitch, wait. Stop. You had me fucking really dumb. I was like, I was really stuck on this one.
Sex for virginity.
I don't get that part. Like, well, bombing for peace, I don't get it. Like, why can't you just come together and fucking talk about it? It's the same thing like fucking having sex.
Well, what we're gonna have sex for virginity. What if this place or country or whatever is like nuclear war bombs type shit, like destroy fucking lands and shit type of bomb.
Oh my god.
And we can just send like a little nuke and be like, hey, stop it. Okay, but so sex for virginity is like,
I'm gonna have sex because of virginity? Like,
I'm
what?
I'm gonna have sex because of this. Oh, dude. That part fucked me up because I thought it was the same.
Oh my fucking god. I was thinking about this one. I was just like, you know what? That's fucking complete.
Like having sex just because
sex for virginity. So you're bombing for peace. You're having sex for virginity.
You're having sex with a bunch of virgin men? Or you're having sex to get rid of your virginity?
That's what I'm asking.
That's what I'm asking you.
Somebody send us an answer.
For peace. I got that part.
But is it like having sex for virginity? I'm going to tear that ass up because...
It's not. You need to tear that ass up because you're a virgin? What?
I wasn't going to say that. For virginity, not because you're a virgin. But yeah.
What is virginity in this case?
Everybody wants it.
Why does everybody want virginity?
Because it's like the first time. Well, men do. Gross, but.
Oh, okay. We're thinking from a men's point of view.
I guess.
Yeah, because we're talking about war for the. Then I think. Still guess.
Still guess. This bitch.
Because I feel like men will keep trying to get something. I don't know, dude. I'm confused myself. Next question.
Hey, okay.
Please don't come for me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No shit, bro. Honestly, like I said, this is why I wanted to bring up the question, because I was like, hold up. It makes sense, but it don't.
It do. Wait, it don't.
I don't know.
That one got me stressed for a little bit. What the heck?
Bet you stressed me out fucking thinking about what you were stressing about. Just stress on stress, yo. Like,
oh my god.
Okay. So next thought of the day. Would you like to go? Would you like me to go?
You can go for this one.
Okay. Next thought of the day. What life lesson did you learn the hard way? And that is a very good question. Someone asked me that.
What life lesson?
Also, if you hear the dog or the little clack, 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 that's my dog. Sorry.
Right. I don't know. Like, you can never trust anybody to the fullest, I guess. Yes. I don't know. I guess that would be a life lesson, because with my ex, he would tell me, you know, he wasn't with his baby mama. And of course, you know, like always, he was.
Right. Basic.
What I failed to realize was that it wasn't just when we were, like, broken up. It was, like, during the whole entire thing. Mm-hmm. So it just made me, like, sit back and realize, like,
damn.
I trusted him for what?
Yeah, that's true. Trust issues or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. And I guess it stems back from, like, daddy issues, too.
Oof, not the daddy issues. Oh, same, though.
That's a little too deep. We get into daddy issues.
Oh, sorry to daddy. Just kidding. Mine would be money.
Oh.
Mine would definitely be money. I wanting to go out and do things and fucking having to depend on a man, like, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to be working for my own goddamn money, because I'm tired of this shit. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
That's my fucking life lesson. Yeah. That shit sucked. I hated it. I hated going without fucking money. And then I was grinding. And then, like, Amazon was like, you're seasonal. Fired a bitch.
I fucking hate Amazon. They let me go too, motherfucker.
I don't even want to get to that. That's what grinds my gears. Amazon. Amazon. There you go. Amazon was fucking perfect in 2016, 17, maybe half of 18, you know. Shout out to On8, because y'all was real, and that shit was so fun.
Ghetto.
LJ, but whatever. You know, but Amazon, fuck you.
Right.
Did me dirty for so many years.
You better give me my packages on motherfucking time, bitch. I'm expecting them on Thursday. If they're not here by 5 o'clock, like you said they were going to be, I'm raging, bitch. Shit. I got a whole bunch of shit coming this week. Like, you don't understand.
I know, I see. You showed me your fucking checkout list. That shit was nice. This bitch got a backcracker. I'm so ready.
My God. Yeah. We should record that.
Oh, yeah.
Behind the scenes with the stoner girls backcracking. Oh, right. ASMR. I don't know. Something.
Oh, hell no. Not the that ASMR backcracking. It gives me, like, goosebumps. I'm like, please crack me like a glow stick. Bend me backwards.
Oh, my God. So I'm doing the bending.
Well, shit, I guess. Bye. What's up, Moro? Anyways.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's all I have for, going to say stoner of the day.
Oh, my God.
Well, stoner of the day goes to me, because I'm pretty high.
Right. I'm pretty high myself.
It's like a reward.
Shut the fuck up. You're stupid.
Just kidding.
You're fucking
dumb. I'm sorry. I thought that shit was funny.
All right, guys. So I think that concludes us for today.
Yes, mammy.
All right. So don't forget to follow us on our socials. Find us on Instagram at Higher Thoughts, instead of a 420. Twitter at higherthoughts420_. TikTok at higherthoughts420.
Oh, wait, that's not the sound. It's like...
Anyway, I can't do the fucking Twitter sound. Make sure to check out our website, higherthoughts.com. And if you're feeling a little donatious, bobacious, support us on our Patreon at Higher Thoughts. Thanks for listening and stay high, my friends.
Stay high, guys.
Bye. You are-